Hello and welcome to this international broadcast of our great, good, and terrible black God Yahweh and his son, Yahweh our Messiah. We're broadcasting live from International Headquarters, 2766 Northwest 62nd Street in Miami, Florida, zip code 33147. We, the so-called black people of America, are the chosen people of Almighty God Yahweh. We are the people of the Old Testament Bible. Prophecy in the Old and New Testament tells us to look for the coming of Yahweh's Son, who would come in his Father's name, Yahweh, St. John 5:43. The so-called black people of America are the most blessed of all people on earth. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6. And now to a service live and in progress with Yahweh, our Messiah.
What color is God? What color are all the prophets of God? What color are the people of God? What color are the people chosen by God? What's the name of our God? Who's the God of all gods? Who's the King of all kings? Who's the Lord of all lords? Who is our president? Who is our governor? Who's our mayor? Who is our ruler? And who do we follow? We let everything that has breath. How many sons did Jacob have? What's the name of his fourth son?
Judah.
What did Yahweh choose Judah to do? How long? How long is forever? What did Yahweh choose Judah to do? How long? Who is Judah? Who is Judah? Who is Judah? What did Yahweh choose you to do? How long? Yahweh chose who? Yahweh chose who? Come on. Yahweh chose who? He must have chose white people. Yahweh chose who? To be what? He didn't choose the Germans and the Russians and the Europeans. But white devils are ruling right now. You mean he didn't choose white people to rule forever? Yahweh chose who? Yahweh chose who? See, if you don't know that. Praise Yahweh. And after we put on our long robes and our headpiece like you see us here tonight, we walk out in the cities around the country. And white people open doors for us. They say, welcome to America. They say, who are you? What is your nationality? Do we see your star around your neck? What does it mean? We say we're Hebrew Israelites. And the white folks say to us, how did you find out? Praise Yahweh. All of you around the country who've had that experience of white people confessing. Let me hear you holler Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. And the white man being true to form, the snake that he is. When you dress in your culture like this, with your head wrapped on, he will confess to any number of you. Yes, Yahweh is the name of God. He confesses with his lips and says, yes, you are the chosen people of God. Yes, Israel is your homeland. Yes, you are to rule the world. Yes, you have the power and your people don't know it. Yes, the black man in America are the chosen people of God. They just don't know it. Yes, and then you run and you grab some old dead head, black, nappy-headed, dumb, blind, deaf, dumb, ignorant, dead, so-called Negro, and you grab them and you take them to the same devil and say, tell him, and most of them will just go silent. Praise Yahweh. And some of us, including myself, I have had Jews and devils run up to me and bow and say, what can I do to be saved? They have fallen down on their knees downtown around the country in the public in the front of thousands of white people, get on their knees, grab our robes and say, remember me when you go home to Jerusalem. White folk didn't treat me like that when I was saved in the church. White folk didn't treat you like that when you were in the church. White folk didn't treat you like that when you were in other religions. I don't care if it was Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, or any other ism. White folk did not do that. Only when they find out you know the name of your God and you know your history and your culture and your language, when you know your last name is Israel and you know that you're a Hebrew Israelite and your God is Yahweh and your home is Israel, they asked me on national television. They asked me, the devil police came and asked me. They said, when are you going home? I said, soon and very soon after I preach this message. Yahweh raised me up to go among my people in America and wake them up. And after I wake them up, I'm going to take them out of here. Praise Yahweh. We captured, I might let you see it before this convention is over. We have them recorded, taking an interview from me on national television. CBS, NBC, and ABC, whatever they are, whatever kind of C's they are. We have them on our own TV. We have them on our own machine interviewing me. And the devil said, on national television, that's where we recorded. That means President Reagan and everybody has it. The devil asked me, and the police asked me on television, you going to Israel? Said Begin is there. The Israelis are there. They may not like that. Do you think you can just walk in? He said, Begin is a mighty tough little fella. And I said, have you heard about the cobalt bomb? He said, yes, I have. I said, what is it? What does the cobalt bomb do? He said, it kills the people and leaves the building standing. Praise Yahweh. Then the devil asked me, what are you going to do for money? I said, Fort Knox belongs to me. I'm not leaving America until you turn Fort Knox over to me and open up the prison doors and let all my brothers that's held in prison turn them loose. Praise Yahweh. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord Yahweh is upon me, and he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to bind up them that have been broken, to set the captive free, open up the prison house. And now, my brothers in prison, we have taken over the prisons throughout America. People are calling on Yahweh in prison from here to California. They threaten to put us and put some of us in the jail hole to keep us from waking up our black brothers. The wardens and the chaplains refuse to let my letters in, refuse to let me communicate with my brothers, although we're teaching the jail for over a year here in Miami, city and county. And they want me to go to court, and I said, no, I'm not going to go before the devil to do what is mine. So I wrote the president, the UN, the governor, the Congress, the legislature, and everybody. And I said, let my people go. Praise Yahweh. I told the devil, if my black people are misbehaving in America, you are their teacher. You have taught us from our birth up until this day. You have taught us in your white schools, even under black teachers. It was still your white philosophy and political system. You have taught us in your churches. You have taught us under your religion. You are our teachers no matter where we go. If we steal, you are the world's greatest thief. You taught us to steal. If we lie, you the one taught us to lie because you're the father of the lie. If we are bad people, you taught us how to be bad. Now turn my people over to me so that I can teach them the laws of Yahweh, how they can be a good and a righteous people. Praise Yahweh. Then I told the devil, I'm not afraid of you. Yahweh raised me up to stand up for my people. And if you contend with me in reaching my people, then Yahweh said he will contend with you. Who contends with me? And Yahweh said, and I told them what he said, that he will destroy you and consume you and plague your country, and worse droughts and fires and floods and hail and wind and storm are going to come, and unemployment and poverty is going to come until you turn utterly. salvation. And the Bible said they shut their mouth at him. All the devils act like I haven't said a word. When Moses went before Pharaoh, Pharaoh acted like he didn't say a word. He says, God of the Hebrews, who is God of the Hebrews? Who are? What you talking about? I'm God over you niggas. What do you mean? God of the, I don't know if there be no God of no Hebrews. What you put, and I wrote the devil the same thing. The God, our God, the God of us, the Hebrews, said, will you harden your heart again as Pharaoh did? Will Yahweh have to repeat history for you? Well, if you don't know who he is, you'll soon find out. Praise Yahweh. And since I said it, everything has been getting worse. I said everything is getting worse. And it's not going to get any better. Watch and see if it gets better. If it gets better, then I'm a liar. Yahweh said in his holy word, it's going to get worse. Therefore, it has to get worse. Praise Yahweh. All right, let's have a seat. I'm going to finish in a minute, and let's go over a couple of words here. Yes, I'm excited about Yahweh. Yahweh is God. I have a surprise for you tonight, I think. Big surprise. I'm going to reveal something to you that I have never revealed before. Of course, everything has been one big week of revelation, then I'm going to reveal something else to you. Praise Yahweh. It's a blessed thing when you find out the truth. Let's go to St. John chapter 5, verse 17. The word is living in my heart. Every word I speak is from the Bible. Everything I've said to you tonight, I can show it to you right in the book. I haven't said a word that's not in the book. The word abides in me, and I abide in the word. Yahweh made me eat the book. He brought me up through everything. He carried me through all religions. I studied everything. I haven't missed anything. He made me read a whole library. At a white school, I had to read a whole library from 000 to 900. I didn't get credit for it. Not from the school, I didn't. I didn't get a degree from the devil when I did it. But I read every piece of knowledge that is written in books. I read it from one end of the library to another. I took a job as librarian at 50 cents an hour, 35 cents an hour, or 25 cents. I'm not serious, it was so low, 25 or 35 cents an hour, putting books on the shelves. So I put the, that's what Yahweh told me to do. I put the books on the shelf and read them all. When I didn't have no books to put on the shelf, I was sitting down reading all the books. Yahweh was educating me for this day. I read every book they made on black history, and I didn't find Yahweh in one. I read 000 through 999, and I didn't find Yahweh's name in one. I read the Bible, and I never found his name in it. Nowhere, and neither did you. I checked out all the religions. I studied at the feet of all the so-called masters. Bar none. I have the Buddhist Bible in my office now. I studied the Eightfold Pathway. And I'm the master of it. Because I studied the whole book. And I studied Hinduism. The master of it. I have the whole library of all they have to say in there. I know it all. I studied. Some say, I knew he was a Muslim. No, no, you didn't know me. Did you know me when I was a Christian? Did you know me when I was a Buddhist? Did you know me when I was a Hindu? Did you know me when I was whatever? You never knew me. People who came out of my mother's womb don't know me yet. They still don't know me. They know there's something strange about me. They all know there's something peculiar about me. All who came from my mother's womb all know that I'm a special child. I'm a holy child, the number one child, born first, holy given to God. Praise Yahweh. Without me, there is no family reunion. There's no way to have a reunion without the head. That's impossible. There's no spirit or life there if I'm not there. Yahweh made it like that. He fixed me like that. They all know I have been special. My mother and father, when I was born, I wasn't born under no devil. Born at home. And my mother told me that people came. She said they took me straight to the church and gave me back to God. I was dedicated. Yahweh put it in their hearts to do it. They may not know why they did it, but they did it. And my mother wrote me a letter that's in her own handwriting, and I have it. She wrote me in a letter and said, "You are my Jesus." She said it. She wrote it. She may not know why she wrote it, but she wrote it. She really knows deep in her heart. All of them helped to fulfill prophecy to the letter. Praise Yahweh. The one 1900 years ago, he had brothers. But it didn't say they all believed him. It didn't say they all followed him. All of his family, they weren't with him wherever he went. But he was still the son of Yahweh. They may not have believed, but he was still the son. They know deep in their heart when something special has happened. It's just real. Yahweh is God. Praise Yahweh. I'm going to let you know some things. Let's go to chapter 5, John. Getting ahead of myself a little bit. I'm excited tonight. I'm happy too. I'm real happy. Real happy. Real happy. inside the scriptures, I'm going to blow your minds off. Yes, sir, brother. John 3:16. Sure. Certainly. No problem. See, you can't do this in church. I'm getting ready to bring the message, and you know, someone jumps up with a question. See? And my brother here that raised the question, let me give you what his problem is. His problem is he loves the devil. He loves the whole world and wants to understand how you get around this. So I'm going to explain it to you. And it doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. But I'm going to answer your question. This is a new one. It's not new. It's old. Praise Yahweh. In fact, my whole night is going to be about answering this. All right. Now, let us all read John 3. We all know it by heart. This is the favorite one they try to come and trap me with. Remember, 1983 years ago, the scribes and the Pharisees and those who didn't like his message, they were always in his face trying to trap him, trying to get him to make a statement that would cause him to make a mistake so they could accuse him and say that his message was false and wrong. Yes, I said Yahweh hates the devil. Yes, Yahweh doesn't love everybody. He loved Jacob and hated Esau the devil. That's what he said, and I come in his name and I stand on it. And if you love the devil, you'll be destroyed with the devil. If you love the white man or love everybody, you'll be destroyed with everybody. Because he's not coming back to get everybody the second time. He's coming to get his saints. He's coming for those without a spot or a blemish. Praise Yahweh. And don't worry, son, we're going to read the scripture, but I want to bring you up to date. I know the book from Genesis to Revelation. I know what's in it and what's not in it. Understand it all, because Yahweh raised me up to accept a challenge from any or all of you. Praise Yahweh. Not some. I'm just giving a little synoptic thing as we go around to come to answering your questions. They didn't like what he had to say. Praise Yahweh. And they sought to kill him. He said, why do you seek to kill me, a man who has brought you the truth? Oh, see, here's what they didn't like about it. Oh, you generation of vipers. Oh, you hypocrites. Yahweh. Your foreparents didn't believe him then, like you are the descendants of the disbeliever then, so you don't believe today. That was a sign for when he come back, the same thing would happen again. It was all a sign of today. They come from all over. They fly here from all across America seeking to condemn what I teach. Seeking to destroy what I teach. But you don't have an answer. You come and express what the white man has taught you to express. You come believing what the white man already believes. You already expressed what the devil himself teaches. But you don't have an answer. You come and express what the white man has taught you to express. You come believing what the white men already believe. You already express what the devil himself expressed. You are believed like the devil believes. There is no difference. The white devil, no, he can't come in here. He just stay away. He trained you to think like him. The Bible says when the devil make a convert, he becomes twofold the time of hell over the devil himself. So black people come in sheep's clothing and woolly hair, and inside they are raven and wolf, come to seek whom they can devour. Praise Yahweh. In Matthew 7:15, he said, beware of false prophets. It's not just a preacher. False prophets, anybody who comes false, beware of them. They come in sheep's clothing. A sheep has wool on his head, over his body. So a black man who will come in with the same color we are, come in with the same kind of hair, he looks like us, he should rejoice like us, but he's not one of us. He has the mind of a devil. He has the mind of the white man. Praise Yahweh. Pretend that you love Jesus who was here 1983 years ago because you can't see him. You claim you believe in him, but you don't live a thing that he taught. You don't know what he said. You don't live none of it. You don't follow him. You follow the white man. That's who you follow. You come asking me about God so loved the world that he gave the only begotten son. I ask you a question. If God loved the world, then I want to know why in the day of Noah did he kill the whole world except Noah? If he loved the world, why did he drown them all? Yahweh did not drown sin. Yahweh drowned the sinner. It didn't say that he hated sin. He said, I repent for having made man because he is wicked. He is wicked. So I'm going to kill off all the wicked. Nor preach to them. Tell them to repent of their evil, wicked ways. If they won't repent, I'm going to drown them all. Noah preached 120 years. The people laughed at Noah. He was on the inland, nowhere near the ocean. He began to build a ship according to Yahweh's command, bigger than any oil tanker on the ocean today. And the people laughed at him. He said, Yahweh is going to destroy the earth with water. And they said, it never have done it. One day Noah went inside, shut the door. It wasn't a rain cloud in heaven. Just as when the bridegroom coming, there were five wise and five foolish. And it says when the foolish went running off trying to get themselves some oil, he shut the door. Like he shut the door in the day of Noah, he's going to shut it today. And when he shut the door, the people laughed because there were no rain clouds showing. And then he went in, and those who believed with him, then it began to rain. And the people laughed. It is always rain. When the water got up around the neck, they went to swimming, trying to get to the ship. Noah said, I'm sorry, but the door is shut. You can't come in. You had your chance to believe, and you wouldn't come, so die. Praise Yahweh. If Yahweh loved the world, then why, when Abraham came along, he said, Abraham, leave your family and go where I tell you to go. Go to a land you've never been in before. Go where I tell you, I'm going to give you a promised land for you and your children forever. If he loved the world, why didn't he let Abraham stay with his family? And then the devils around Abraham captured his nephew Lot. Abraham gathered his trained servants, men of war. And he went and he killed those kings. Captured his nephew back. And on his way back, he met Melchizedek, the high priest of Salem, living in the city of peace, who had neither father or mother, had no beginning nor ending of days. And Abraham gave him a tenth of the spoil. If Yahweh loved the world, why did he kill the people, the punks and the sissies, the faggots, in Sodom and Gomorrah? The city is called Sodom because of men punking one another. False religion let punks hang out in the church. Sometimes the preacher is the punk. And the preacher is screwing the punk. The bishops are punks. I check them out. I know they're punks. Punks playing on the piano, switching all across the stool. Sodom and Gomorrah is here today. If God loved the world, why did he burn Sodom and Gomorrah down? And the Bible says that it would be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah than it would be for America today. Praise Yahweh. If Yahweh loved the world, and he raised Moses up in Exodus, why did Yahweh drown Pharaoh and his army? If he loved the world, why did he kill all those nations out of the land of Canaan? If he loved the world, why in the day of David did David kill all of his enemies? And Yahweh said, he's a man after my own heart. And then why did he say, Yahweh said, he's a man of war? Praise Yahweh. If he loved the world, why did he tell Moses to kill 3,000 hypocrites in the wilderness? If he loved the world, why did Joshua, the man they called Joshua, who took over for Moses after he died, why did he have 42 wars and killed everybody he came up with and not a Hebrew Israelite was lost? If he loved the world, then why did he say, when I come back in the last day of the white man's rulership, why did he say all of the fearful and the unbelievers, those who work abomination, adulterers, liars, murderers, thieves, I'm going to cast you all into a lake that burneth with fire and brimstone? Why? He didn't come to save the world. He's going to destroy the world of the wicked. Yahweh. You say God, what God? The Bible says there be God's many. There'll be Lord's many. What God are you talking about? What God do you have in mind? What's the name of the God you talking about? What's your God's name? You don't know his name. If you knew his name, you wouldn't ask the question. You couldn't possibly know God's name. You might know an erroneous name, but you don't know his name. The book says, do you know his name and can you tell me his son's name? Tell me if you can. That's what the book says. If he so loved the world, what world? When you study, my son, you find out there's all kind of worlds. When we were a child, we thought as a child. We thought that when he said, I'm going to destroy the world, that he meant trees and lakes and rivers. He said, I'm going to bring a new heaven and a new earth. So there's always going to be earth. The Bible says, I made the earth for it to be inhabited forever. So what world? There's a white world. White man's world. There was a black world before the white world. There was Yahweh's world before there was a white man's world. So what world? Praise Yahweh. Yahweh so loved the world of the black Hebrew Israelites that he gave his only begotten son, Yahweh the Messiah, that whosoever believeth in him, Yahweh the Messiah, should not perish, but have everlasting life. For Yahweh sent his son into the world. Huh? He sent not his son into the world to condemn the world of you and me. The white man has already condemned our world. So he didn't send me to condemn our world. There's a kingdom of this world, and then there's a kingdom of heaven. There's two different, there's all kind of kingdoms on the earth. There's a kingdom of Satan. He said that if Satan's house be divided against itself, how can his kingdom stand? It cannot stand. Satan has a kingdom. Satan is ruling this world. He's the prince of this world. He's the prince of darkness. He's an angel of light. He's the one doing it. But that the world of the Hebrew Israelites, through him, might be saved. That's what Yahweh told me to tell you, son. And verse 18, he told me to tell you this. He that believeth on Yahweh the Messiah is not condemned, but he that believeth not in Yahweh the Messiah is condemned already, because he has not believed in what? The what? The what? The what? The what? The name of the only begotten Son. Now, my dear brother, you got a job to do. The white man told you his name was Jesus Christ. He is a damned liar. You go study your Bible, study your Bible dictionaries, study the Bible interpreters dictionaries, study your encyclopedias and your dictionaries, study Christian history. You'll find out that the name Jesus comes from the word Jesus. You find out that Jesus is a Greek name. You find out that Christ is a combination of a Hindu religion from Krishna and from the Greek god Christos. And you find that the word Christ is a Greek name. And the Bible tells you that he was born a Jew, a Hebrew Israelite, and there was never a J in the Hebrew language, and there's no J today.
ways, Yahweh. You see, son, your life depends on knowing his name. You go to heaven or hell by knowing his name. You expect the devil to tell you the truth when the same man that was talking in the book of John 8:44 said, "You who are talking to me are of your father the devil." He was a murderer from the beginning, a liar, and the truth is not in him, and he's the father of the lie. You mean to tell me, son, that you believe his name is Jesus when the devil says that's his name? When the Bible says in Romans, the white man told you his name was Jesus Christ. He is a damned liar. You go study your Bible, study your Bible dictionaries, study the Bible interpreters dictionaries, study your encyclopedias and your dictionaries, study Christian history. You'll find out that the name Jesus comes from a word, Jesus. You find out that Jesus is a Greek name. You find out that Christ is a combination of a Hindu religion from Krishna and from the Greek god Christos. And you find that the word Christ is a Greek name. And the Bible tells you that he was born a Jew, a Hebrew Israelite, and there was never a J in the Hebrew language, and there's no J today. You see, son, your life depends on knowing his name. You go to heaven or hell by knowing his name. You expect the devil to tell you the truth when the same man that was talking in the book of John 8:44 said, "You who are talking to me are of your father the devil." He was a murderer from the beginning, a liar, and the truth is not in him, and he's the father of the lie. You mean to tell me, son, that you believe his name is Jesus when the devil says that's his name? When the Bible says in Romans 1:25 that the white man changed the truth of Yahweh into a lie and calls you to worship the creature more than the creator. Praise Yahweh. You just watch national television with the dialing of 269 people in a Korean airliner, and you'll find out to this very hour the white man is a deceiving liar. He does not keep his treaties. He took the country from the Indian. He murdered the Indian. He said, "Peace, I'm your white brother." And he killed him and pushed him further till he put him out on the rocks in the desert. Then he found out where he pushed him has oil and gold and silver. Then he take the poor fool and tell him he's white. Put him back in the city. Take all his land. He's a murderer, a thief, a vagabond. He's a kidnapper. He then took you and me. He took 100 million of us from off the west coast of Africa after we ran from our city, Jerusalem, in 70 AD when the Romans, Titus, began to murder us in Jerusalem in 70 A.D. And he murdered millions of us, and the rest of us ran from our homeland, Jerusalem. It happened to us because Yahweh was punishing us for breaking his law. The man that came with the message of saving, they killed him. The man they called Jesus is no such thing. There's no J then, no J now. It's not his name. You got a job, son, called find out his name, because your life depends on knowing his name. If you believe his name is Jesus Christ, you believe what the devil believes. What he's running around on earth to get people to believe. And he murdered 96 million of us. Can you imagine a dog like that? He murdered 96 million of us. And he has hung us on trees ever since we've been here. He has cut off our ears, our nose, and our fingers, and our toes, and our private parts. He has ripped our pregnant mother's bellies open and took the baby out and stomped on his head, raped our grandmothers, and turned us yellow. And you ask me about loving a dog like that? No, I don't love him. I hate everything he did to us. I don't like what white people do to us. I don't like a white man who in Jet magazine a month ago took one of our little four-year-old black boys in the toilet, raped him, made him suck him, and after he sucked him, his mother beat the cracker up outside and tried to kill him. They came and rescued the cracker, the dog. Took him to court and they let him out on $2,500 bond. He's walking the street now. She took her son to the doctor and found he has gonorrhea of the throat. He's a dog. And you brainwashed by white people who told you love your enemies, then why don't the white Christians love their enemies? Why is it that white Christians say you must join the Christian army? Onward, Christian soldiers marching. Why are they marching to war and ask us to march to war? Why does our blind fathers and mothers say it's all right for you to go to the war to fight for your white enemy, but it's all right for you to kill Koreans who didn't do anything to you? It's all right for you to kill black Japanese who didn't do anything to you? It's all right to go and help the white man kill the black man in Africa who did nothing to you? It's all right to go to the Middle East and help the white man kill your black people in Beirut? It's all right for you to go all down in South America and help your white enemy kill your people down there, and the white Christians don't say a word. The black Christians don't say a word. And then it's all right for you to kill your enemy for your country? It's not your country. And then when you come back home and the white man rape your mama and you get ready to kill the sucker for it, then they tell you, don't kill him. Let God. He just taught me to kill in his army, his enemies, who did nothing to me. I've been there. He taught me to kill his enemies, who never called me a nigger, who never raped my grandmother, who never killed my brother. And when it's time to kill the enemy for killing my brother, here in America, they say you gotta love him. I'm wondering why they didn't tell us that when they came to put us in the army to kill people over the planet Earth who did nothing to us. You say you ask me a question about loving the world. I wonder why you haven't marched and demonstrated when the white man kills our black people in Africa. I wonder why you don't go and ask them with placard signs and ask all the white churches, if you love the world, why you haven't marched and demonstrated when they kill black people in Cuba, black people in Mexico, black people in Korea, black people in China. Why you don't love the Chinese? You don't love the world. You love white people. That's who you love. You don't love the world. You're a liar if you say that you love the world. If you love the world, then you gotta love me. I'm here. You gotta love me. You got to love me. You have, if you don't love me, your brother whom you see, how can you say you love God whom you've never seen? You are a lying hypocrite and dog. Praise Yahweh. You people who call yourselves Christians, you're the biggest hypocrite ever lived on the planet Earth. You're nothing but a hypocrite to sit up and say you love the world and don't love me. I'm in the world. I haven't cut your balls out. I haven't hung your pappy or your mammy or your brother or your sister. I've never raped your mama or your grandmother. I've never burned your house down. I've never burned a cross on your yard. But you don't like me. You come to seek to condemn me. I come to save you. I come to bring you a message of salvation, teach you the truth. Why do you hate me? Why do you hate me? You're a lying dog. You don't love everybody. You hate me. Praise Yahweh. You'll forgive the white man no matter what he does. He bombed your church. You fall out in the front of the yard of the bombed out church and say, forgive them, Lord. White folks don't know what they're doing. The sucker went up and made a bomb, fixed it where it would go off and kill nothing but black folks. He said he didn't know what he was doing. I haven't done anything to hurt you. Why don't you love me? You don't like me because I teach about your wicked, evil ways. You love darkness rather than the light. I'm in the world, but you don't know me. I'm dwelling in the world, and I bring you the light, but you don't like the light. You love darkness because you can hide your wickedness in darkness. I shine the light on all evil and wickedness, whether it's black or white. Don't you worry. Black folks are going to hell just like white folks going to hell. Don't you worry. Mexicans going to hell just like Cubans going to hell. Don't you worry. Chinese going to hell just like Koreans going to hell. Don't you fret about it. All who don't believe in Yahweh and his son, all who don't believe his name is Yahweh and that his son's name is Yahweh, is condemned already and shall be destroyed. You don't have to believe it now, but you'll believe it when the fire licks around your behind.
The Feast of Tabernacles, preparation for rulership, will continue next week. So, thank you for listening to our international broadcast. And now, some announcements by Yahweh, our Messiah.
I would like to once again thank you for listening. It is time for us to wake up nationwide. It is time for our people to come to Yahweh, join the kingdom of Yahweh. For the end of this white man's world is at our very door. Come to Yahweh while you still have a chance. Run to Yahweh. Fly to Yahweh. 2 Timothy 2:15 teaches us to study, to show ourselves approved unto Yahweh, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So I would invite you to study and do your research. Some of the books that you need are the dictionary, encyclopedias, and go to your library. Research the word Yahweh. I highly recommend the following books for you to read and study and do research in, and they are The Original Black Bible, The Way It Was Before the White Man Changed It, You Are Not a Nigger Book, Yahweh God of Gods, Let My People Go, The Hebrew Israelite Divine Dietary Law Book, 100 Years of Lynching, and our many pieces of free literature and free catalogs. Also, I would like to encourage you to listen daily to the cassette tapes, lesson number one, and when lesson number two becomes available, get it also. Also, you should be playing the music of Yahweh in your home, and invite your friends to play the music of Yahweh in their home, such as we have the world's best-selling album on cassette tape now, titled Let My People Go by Gideon, and also Spread the News by Yosef. Two great best-selling tapes. You will enjoy those musical tapes highly. Also, I would like to invite all of you listening to this broadcast to help wake our people up. Spread the news about Yahweh. Testify about Yahweh and his son, Yahweh our Messiah. Also, go out and make 1,000 friends for Yahweh. Every day, make friends for Yahweh among our people. Also, my dearly beloved brothers and sisters, I would like to invite you to write to me. Write to me whenever you have a problem or a question or more information about Yahweh. Whatever the elder is not answering for you locally, then feel free to write me here at headquarters in Miami, 2766 Northwest 62nd Street.
But you don't have an answer. You come and express.